You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Ang series po natin ngayon ay Truth Be Told, or pag-uusapan po natin yung mga parables. Sino po ba sa inyo rito, nandito po kayo last week? Last week. Ano po yung topic natin last week? Parable of the sower. Okay, basically we've talked about the Word of God. Okay, so yung importance ng Word ni God sa buhay natin. So today, we will be talking about another parable. You know, si Jesus po, favorite niya po mag-share ng mga parable or ng stories. Okay, hindi lang po dahil mahilig siyang magkwento, pero people then love stories. They understand the Bible more, they understand the Word of God more through the stories of Jesus Christ. Kaya nung time na yon, he would use parables. Ako personally, I can compare parables to jokes. Okay, may mga mahihilig po ba mag-jokes dito? Hindi ko po sinasabi na ang parable ay joke, ha? I'm just saying that it could be compared to a joke. Why? Like, almost every joke, pag may nagja-joke po, laging may punchline yan, di ba? Parang sa huli, parang iniintay mo yung part na yon. Kapag binara na yung punchline, matatawa ka, or either makokornehan ka. Either way, meron kang iniintay na punchline. So same way with parables. Ang parables po, meron din niyang punchline. Okay, may point po yan bakit sinasabi. At kapag naintindihan mo, ma-appreciate mo. And yun po yung reason kung bakit meron po tayong series na to. And kasi a lot of times pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, di ba parang, ano ba tong parable of the 10 minas na to? Ano ba tong parable of talents na to? Ano ba tong parable of the sower na to? So basically, because of this series, ang point po nito is maiintindihan po natin deeper kung ano po yung stories ni Jesus Christ. Ang mahalaga po dito, maintindihan natin yung context, yung reference. Di ba, pag nag-joke ka po sa Amerikano, ng Filipino joke, ako po, nag-joke po ako ng Filipino jokes sa Kyrgyzstan, and ini-English ko po. Kasi nga, hindi sila nakakaintindi ng Tagalog. Napapansin ko, pag doon na sa punchline na part, kung dito sa Pilipinas yun, tatawa na sila. Pero doon, natapos na yung joke ko, hindi pa rin sila tumatawa. Hindi nila nagigets. Kasi nga, ang Filipino joke, may context yan, may reference yan. Maiintindihan mo lang, ma-appreciate mo kung Pinoy ka. Di ba? Same as with Americans. Nakakapanood po ba kayo ng mga American series? Di ba may mga fake na tawa pagkatapos nila mag-joke? Tapos nanonood ka, natataka ka, ba't kaya sila tumatawa? Di ba hindi mo minsan mag-gets? O kaya minsan pag may andun yung friend mo or crush mo, nagpapanggap kang natatawa para feeling niya naiintindihan mo yung joke pero hindi mo talaga nag-gets. Okay, hindi mo minsan mag-gets. Why? Because hindi mo alam kung ano yung context. Hindi mo alam kung ano yung reference. Ano yung joke sa kanila. So same way, the goal of this series is for you to understand the point, the context. Ano ba yung ibig sabihin ni Jesus Christ nung sinasabi niya itong parables na to? And our goal is for you to understand so that your character in Christ will grow as well. And you'll have a biblical worldview. Hindi lang po to para masabi na maging magaling ka, ay alam ko lahat ng parables. Sige, sabihan mo ko, kwento ko sa'yo kung ano yung parable na yan. Hindi lang po yan, ano ba talaga ang ibig niyang sabihin sa mga parables niya. Today, we will be talking about the parable of the mustard seed. Okay? So, tayo po tayong lahat. Let's just give reverence and respect to the Word of God. In Mark chapter 4, I'll just be reading 3 verses. Kung may Bible po kayo, it would be good for you to open. I'm reading from ESV. I encourage you to read your Bibles. Okay, may mga nagbabasa po ba ng Bible dito? Yes, that's good. In Mark 4, 30 to 32, and he said, yung he po dyan, si Jesus Christ, with what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? In verse 31, it is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it's sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. For we will understand not just the context and the reference, but we will understand what your heart what you were going through, what you want to tell us through this parable during that time. And I pray that we will be able to apply it in our lives today. Thank you, Lord, that these are not just stories, but through this, Father, Lord, you will grow as well as a believer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, habang nagpre-prepare po ako ng preaching na to, may nabasa po akong story. Okay, there was this woman. She was born in 1865. Her name is Martha Berry. Okay? Si Martha Berry, she came from a very affluent family. Mayaman po yung pamilya nito. Okay, so whatever she asks for, binibigay po ng tatay niya. One day, sabi niya sa tatay niya, I want to have a playpen. Okay, gusto ko magkaroon ng treehouse. Okay, can you give it to me? So since mayaman yung ano, yung pamilya niya, right then and then, she was given a playpen. So one Sunday, she was playing there. May mga narinig siyang mga bata. Okay? So tumingin siya sa labas, may mga nakita siya mga bata. By the way, she grew up in Georgia, USA. Okay? She was born there. So tumingin siya, may mga bata naglalaro ng 10, 20, tsaka ng ano, ng step no. Ganon. So may mga naglalaro sa labas. Tapos nakita niya, kung mapapansin niya sa itsura ng mga bata, medyo hindi masyadong maayos yung mga damit. So basically, hindi mayayaman or medyo mga bata na walang bahay, pakalat-kalat, or hindi masyadong kasingyaman niya. So ginawa niya, bumaba siya, nilapitan niya yung mga bata. And then inofera niya, sabi niya, gusto niyo ba every Sunday, akyat tayo dun sa playpen. Tapos tuturuan ko kayo ng Bible every Sunday. So yung mga bata, syempre natuwa, teenager na po siya nung time na to. So medyo mas may edad na siya dun sa mga bata. Pumunta po sila dun sa playpen. Every Sunday, they started to meet. So ang ginawa niya, hindi lang tinuro niya yung Bible. Eventually, she also taught them arithmetic, basically subjects in school. So eventually, parang naisip niya, parang okay to ah. So eventually, ang ginawa niya, nagtayo siya ng school. Okay? She founded a school for boys in 1901 and talagang nag-grow yung school hanggang sa nag-add na siya ng mga girls. Ngayon, kung pupunta po kayo ng Georgia, in USA, you will still see their house, the playpen where she used to play. But more than that, you will see kung ano na po nangyari dun sa school. If you will go to the place, okay, it's composed of 38 buildings already. 38 buildings. It started just in playpen, and now if you will go there, 38 buildings. As of the moment, they have 2,000 students na nag-aaral po doon. Pero tens of thousands of Americans were blessed, encouraged, graduated from that school. Ngayon, kung makikita mo po, nagsimula lang siya sa playpen. Nagsimula lang sa laro-laro, tinuruan niya, nagkaroon siya ng vision, eventually, naging eskwelahan. Pag pumunta po kayo doon, makikita mo kung ano na po yung nangyari. So, ganun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Okay? Ganun po yung pag-uusapan natin. Isang araw, balikan po natin yung verse 30. I don't know kung ano nangyari nung time na to, Matthew chapter 4 verse 30, siguro naglalakad sila o nagkukwentuhan sila, nakaupo sila sa isang malapit sa ilog, I don't know kung nasan sila niyan. And then, biglang naisip ni Jesus, sabi niya, saan ko kaya iko-compare yung kingdom ni Lord or kingdom of God? Ano kaya ang pwede kong gamitin para maintindihan nyo? So I don't know for you, but I'm sure maybe for some of the disciples, ang una nilang naisip, siguro malaki, kingdom ni Lord eh. Diba? Mountain. Diba? Vast river. Majestic. Powerful. So basically, kumbaga, kung ikaw yung nandun, ang maiisip mo, ang laki. Talagang, kumbaga, hindi pwedeng malaki kasi kingdom ni Lord. Yung tinutukoy, ano pa, saan ko ba pwedeng i-compare? And then sinabi niya, verse 31. Bigay lang sinabi sa verse 31, it is like a grain of mustard seed. Okay, ha? Mustard seed. Di ba? Parang kingdom nga ni Lord. Tapos, mustard seed. Parang medyo malayo. Parang incomparable. Okay? So ngayon po, yun po yung pag-uusapan natin. The kingdom of God was compared to a mustard seed. So as we study this preaching or these verses, we will be able to answer these three questions. How the kingdom begins, how the kingdom builds, and how the kingdom blesses. Okay? Paano ba nagsimula, paano nag-grow, at paano naging blessing sa ibang tao. So simulan muna natin sa unang tanong, how the kingdom begins. In Mark 4, babasahin ko ulit in verse 31, sabi po dyan, it is like a grain of mustard seed. which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Okay, just for you to have an idea how small a mustard seed is, for you to be able to make 1 gram of mustard seed, kailangan mo ng at least 750 pieces ng mustard seed. Okay? Diba pag bumibili po kayo ng beef or pang spaghetti na karne, diba yung pinapagiling nyo po yon? Usually, mga magkano yung binibili nyo para bumili kayo ng karne? Ay, baka para isahog nyo dun sa sauce ng spaghetti. Mga 100, 200 grams, diba? Kung sobrang dami nyo, siguro 500 grams, sobrang dami na nun. Ito po, kailangan mo ng at least 750 pieces of mustard seed para makabuo ka ng 1 gram. Ganun po siya aliit. Okay? And for you to also picture, ang diameter po ng isang mustard seed is 1 to 2 millimeters. Okay? Hindi nga siya even centimeter eh. There's 10 millimeter in 1 centimeter. Tama ba? 10 millimeter in 1 centimeter. Ganun kaliit. Okay? So, ngayon, sabi ni Lord, the kingdom of God can be compared to a mustard seed. Okay? Kinompare niya sa napakaliit na seed. You know, kung tutuusin, hindi po ito ang pinakamaliit na seed. Pero nung time nila, ito po yung pinakamaliit na seed na itinatanim. Okay? Ito po yung pinakamaliit sa time nila Jesus na tinatanim. Napakaliit po niyan. Okay? Ngayon, kung ikaw yung nandun, parang layo naman yata, kingdom ni Lord, tapos maliit na seed. Paano nangyari yun? Okay? So, you know, kung titignan po natin, saan ba nagsimula si Jesus? Okay? Basically, he was pertaining not just to the kingdom of God, but he was pertaining to his own life. Okay? Saan ba siya nagsimula? He was born in Bethlehem, which was during that time, was in dire poverty. Sobrang hirap. Kaya nga, saan po ba siya pinanganak? Sa manger. That shows na yung Diyos ng mundo ipinanganak sa isang manger. Okay? Hindi man lang even sa inn or sa hospital. Okay? Sa manger. Okay? Kung titingnan po natin, yun palang makikita mo, ganun pala, doon nagsimula. Eventually, they transferred to Galilee. Okay? So para magkaroon kayo ng idea kung ano yung Galilee, basahin natin in John chapter 7 verse 52. Sabi dyan, they replied, sabi ng mga tao, are you from Galilee too? Search and see that no prophet arises from Galilee. Ang image po kasi ng Galilee, Galilee is a city in Nazareth. Ang image po kasi ng Galilee, parang ano yan, mga lugar ng mga wicked, lugar ng mga manloloko, lugar ng mga tuso. Okay, kaya sabi dyan sa verse na yan, walang prophet can come from Galilee or Nazareth. Ngayon, sinasabi mo na galing ka ng Galilee? So basically, pinanganak sa Bethlehem, nanggaling sa isang lugar kung saan hindi mo mai-imagine na may prophet na manggagaling. Aside from that, wala siyang family connections. Kaya nga hindi alam ng mga tao kung saan siya nanggaling eh. Diba, may isa pang verse sa John chapter 8. Inaccuse pa siya, ang tatay mo, demonyo. Kaya ang mga ginagawa mo, kademonyohan din. Okay? Ganon katindi. Sinabihan siya na yung father niya is the devil. So what you're doing is also devilish. Kung may ganong term. Okay? And not just that, he was proclaiming to the world, okay, to his disciples that he is God, but eventually, the world and the people that's with him rejected him. Ganun po katindi nagsimula yung kingdom ni Lord sa earth. And to top it all, pinako po siya. Okay? Ganun po nagsimula yung kingdom. Ngayon, kaya po kinompare yung kingdom ni God sa isang mustard seed is that because that's how it started. People did not really believe that this Jesus who came from Bethlehem, eventually died on the cross, killed by the Romans, will eventually be known in the world, eventually be the savior of the whole world. Kung tignan mo, parang imposible. Parang hindi mangyayari. Okay? Parang napaka-imposibleng mangyari na masisave ang buong mundo just because of this one man. That's why the kingdom of God was compared to a mustard seed. After po nun, nung namatay siya, 3 days later, he rose again, the disciples started to preach. Diba? Eh, ang sinabi ng mga tao, pinipreach mo na yung Diyos, eh yung namatay na yun, ibig sabihin, sinasabi mo na ang Diyos, unang-una tao, pangalawa, patay na tao. Kasi they did not believe that he rose from the dead. So imagine mo yun, paano magiging malaking movement, yung isang movement na ang simula is napakaliit, which is pinipreach nila na ang Diyos ay yung namatay, na maraming naniniwala na hindi naman talaga nabuhay. Ganun po katindi yung pinagdaanan ng kingdom ni Lord nung simulang-simula. And I don't know for you, pero mahirap maniwala sa isang movement na right from the very beginning, hindi mo nakikita kung ano yung kakahinatnan. Example, I don't know kung mga sumasali po kayo sa mga networking dito, di ba? May mga nauso ang, for a time, nauso po ang networking sa Pilipinas. Okay? So, kunwari, ang isang networking sa simula pa lang, medyo parang ano na, parang hindi yata to. May mga networking naman kasi na okay. Pero may mga iba na parang hindi yata totoo to ah. Ang tanong, sasali ka pa ba? Ngayon, baka makonsider mo kapag yung mga kasali, eh kakilala mo. Pero pag yung mga sumali, eh hindi mo kakilala o medyo ka-question yung credibility, hindi ka sasali. Nung time ni Jesus, siya mismo hindi na pinaniniwalaan. Problema yung followers niya. Fishermen, okay, carpenters. Okay, parang medyo hindi masyadong maganda ang place sa society, tax collectors. So, una, hindi ka nakakapanipaniwala kung ikaw yung Diyos. Yung followers mo pa, hindi rin ka panipaniwala. Paano may maniniwala na mas maraming tao kung yung mga nagsimula parang medyo alanganin pa? Dun, kaya po kinumpare ni Lord yung kingdom niya sa mustard seed. You know, basically, ganun din po tayo nagsimula as an individual nung time na hindi ka pa may relationship kay Lord. Sino sa inyo rito naalala mo pa noong time na hindi ka pa save? Meron po ba mga tao dito na ganun? Yung tipong pag binalikan mo yung time na yun, parang feeling mo, liit-liit mo. Parang feeling mo, wala kang pahihinatnan. Okay? Walang maniniwala sa'yo. Or hindi magbabago yung buhay mo. Diba? It was just, you know, I don't know for you, but, you know, I came from the province. I was not really special when I was growing up. I'm just anybody, like any other person. And when I got saved and God started to change me, I was really amazed because I know where I came from. I know who I was. I know my sins. I know ano po yung pinagdaanan ko, ano po yung mga binago ni Lord sa buhay ko. And you know, I hope that this story will also encourage you to be grateful before God. Especially sa mga matatagal na po dito kay Lord. Yung tipong matagal na ang journey mo kay God, leader ka na, nagmi-minister ka na, or maybe part ka ng music team or other ministries. I hope that this message will also encourage you to be grateful and go back to God. Lord, grabe. Ganun lang ako nagsimula, parang mustard seed. Wala akong kakwenta-kwenta dati. Ngayon, may nililid ka ng mga tao, pero years back, may mga maniniwala kaya sa'yo. Pag nakita nila yung dati mong buhay, wala. We were just nobody. We were doomed to hell. Okay, we are sinners. The Bible said, we are sinners. And because we are sinners, we are going to hell. That was who we were. Pero dahil po, we are planted. Balikan po natin yung verse 31 sa Mark chapter 4. Sabi dyan, it is like a grain mustard seed, which when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all seeds of the earth. You know, apart from you being sown to Jesus Christ, apart from you having Jesus Christ as your foundation, you will not grow. It's all because of Jesus, that's why you grew. It's all because of Jesus, that's why you're growing as a believer. Kung hindi po, dahil kay Lord, you will always remain as a mustard seed. That also answers the question, bakit may mga tao na antagal lang umaattend sa church? bakit may mga tao na parang laging naman nandito, eh bakit hindi nag-grow? Eh bakit parang umaattend naman ng Sunday, nag-aattend naman ng small group, o kaya pag nag-worship, sobrang lakas. Talagang Kristiyanong-Kristiyano. Pero pag tinignan mo yung buhay, parang ganun pa din. Why? Because maybe they are not planted. They are not in Jesus Christ. That is why, even though if they are here, they are not growing. You ask yourself, Lord, oo nga no. Baka kaya ito na lang yung buhay ko. Ang tagal-tagal ko na dito. Hanggang ngayon, hindi pa rin ako nag-grow. Baka dahil wala, ni hindi man lang ako nagsimula. A mustard seed grew because there is a start. It was sown and planted. How about you? Ask mo yung sarili mo. Right from the very beginning, am I really planted in the kingdom of God? Am I really a son or a daughter of God? Baka kaya hindi ako nag-grow. Oo nga no. You begin to ask yourself, ask your heart. Lord, check mo nga yung heart ko, Lord. Ano pa yung mga bagay sa buhay ko na you want to expose? You have to be planted in Christ. If not, you will not grow. You can attend all the services here. You can memorize all the songs. You can read, you know, from cover to cover. But if you will not surrender your heart and give your life to Christ, it will all be the same. Second question we will answer is how the kingdom builds. In verse 31, kakabasa ko lang po, sabi dyan, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches. Okay? Hindi lang po siya na-plant, nag-begin, eventually it grew and it became large and now it also has branch or have branches. Nakita niyo po yung nasa kamay nung nasa video? Ganun po kaliit. And who would ever thought that that's how small it came from? Eventually, it became like a big tree. Actually, pinakita nga pong tree na yan. Medyo hindi pa ganun karaming sanga. Pero I search in Google. If you have time later when you go home, you type mustard tree, you will be surprised how big that a mustard tree is. Kung lalo na galing siya sa ganung kaliit na seed. Okay? And maybe now, you know, yun nga, sabi ko ngayon na leader ka na. Diba? I hope that you will find this moment and really thank God where you came from. Maybe now you're growing. Maybe now you're being used by God. I hope you will always go back to that time where you were just a small mustard seed, where you were when you were just a sinner, and now you're being used by God. You know, ganun din po nagsimula yung church in the New Testament. Okay, when Jesus died, he rose again after 3 days. Meron pong 120 disciples na nagsimula. Okay? After po nung time in Acts chapter 2, wala po din din sa verse, 3,000 people were added in the church. After that, few chapters, 5,000 people were added in the church. Eventually, it grew to 50,000 people in the church. Now, we're about millions in the whole world. Sino magsasabi na yung maliit na nagsimula na nanggaling sa Bethlehem, na napaka-onting disciple, na hindi ka pa nipaniwala, now, we are one of the largest movements in the whole world. It was just a mustard seed. But because it was planted, it was in the hands of God, it's growing. And you know, even our own story as every nation. You know, every nation or Victory Philippines, we started in 1984. Okay, 1984 po nagsimula. And nagsimula po siya sa isang basement ng isang cinema. So, sabi nila medyo may amoy pa daw yung ano, yung place kasi may mga leak na galing sa taas. Okay? And nung time na yon, almost 180 people are attending. Ito po yung isa sa mga unang meetings po nila. Okay? May mga Americans po na nagpunta sa Pilipinas. Madami nagtatanong, ang daming pwedeng churches na simulan. Bakit kayo pumunta sa U-Belt? Pwede naman sa Makati, pwede sa mga may business district. Kasi may mga pera yung mga tao doon, magta-tithe sila. Ibig sabihin, makakabuild tayo ng malalaking churches. Pero bakit sa U-Belt? Bakit doon? Kaya nga nung time na yun, yung mga usher daw po, talagang kailangan mga maskulado yung mga ushers noon. Kasi nga, pag nagta-tights yung mga tao, barya, sobrang bigat. Hindi nila mabubuhat. Okay, ganun po tayong nagsimula. 30 years later, we are 15 locations just in Metro Manila. 15 congregations in 29 locations. Okay, ganun na po tayo lumaki in Metro Manila alone. Okay, in all over the Philippines, sa mga probinsya nyo, more or less, meron na rin po tayong victory. Okay? All around the world, there are about 80 nations na napadalan po natin ng mga missionary, Filipino missionaries. Even us, kami po ng family ko, we are serving as missionaries in Kyrgyzstan. Okay? Sino mag-iisip na nagsimula sa isang basement, 180 students, ang tithes barya, will be used by God to transform not just our own nation, but to be sent all over the world. Diba dati po ang Pilipinas ang pinapadala ng missionaries? Australian, American people come here for them to preach the gospel. Nowadays, tayo na po ang ginagamit ni Lord. Pinapadala na po tayo ni Lord. Nagiging world class na po tayo. Saan nagsimula? Sa basement. Nag-grow po yung church natin. Why? Because our foundation is Jesus Christ Himself. It's not for us to be glorified. Ang Diyos po ng church natin, hindi po si Pastor Jeff. Hindi po si Pastor Mark. Okay? Ang Diyos po ng simbahan natin ay si Jesus. Kaya po tayo nag-grow. Kaya po tayo nag-grow as a church. And you know, if a person or a church is built upon a foundation that's Jesus Christ, inevitably it will grow. You know, tanungin mo yung sarili mo. Sinabi ko kanina, check mo yung sarili mo. Madali ma-check yan eh. Am I growing? Ano ba yung state ko ngayon compared nung tinanggap ko si Lord years back? Did I really grow? If you grew, that's good because it means your God is Jesus Christ. You're planted in the hands of Jesus Christ. But if not, ask yourself, baka kaya hindi ako nag-grow? Kasi hindi si Lord yung Lord ng buhay ko. O baka umaattend lang ako dito. O baka hindi talaga ako part ng church. Baka ano lang ako, pamparami lang ng attendance. I mean, we don't get us wrong. We love you coming here. But we don't just want you to be participants or to be just audiences. We want you to be part of the church. We want you to have a personal relationship with Christ. You know, nung mga August po, sa Kyrgyzstan, pumunta po dun yung Azcals. Okay? So, may laban po sila ng Kyrgyzstan football match. And grabe, punong-puno po yung stadium nila. Punong-puno po ng Kyrgyz people kasi Kyrgyzstan po yung lalaban. And kami pong mga Pinoy, mga 20 lang po kami. Buong stadium na po yun. Kaya pag nakaka-goal po yung Philippine team, alam na alam po ng lahat na kami po ay mga Pilipino kasi kami lang yung sumisigaw. And yung score po during that time was 2-1, nanalo po tayo, di ba? Ang galing na sila yung bumiyahe, sila yung mas mataas ang ranking ng Kyrgyzstan sa FIFA sa atin, pero tayo po yung nanalo. Okay? Nung time po na bago pa sila maka-goal, 2-0 po yung score kasi for a long time. Naka-1 lang po sila nung time na malapit nang matapos. So, ang dami nilang attempts na maka-goal, pero talagang hindi na shoot or hindi talaga pumapasok sa goal. So, naririnig ko nung time na ang daming mga nagko-comment. Medyo nakakaintindi na po ako ng Russian. Pero may mga nagsasabi na, bayan, ba't ganun? Para kumbaga, kung pwede mong sabihin sa Tagalog, ang bobo naman ito. Di ba paminsan, ganun din po tayo paminsan pag nanonood. Di ba, yung nanood ka na Hinebra, ang dami mong comment. Kala mo, ang galing-galing mo, no? Pero pag ikaw yung pinasok doon, di mo alam kung anong gagawin mo. Minsan sa simbahan po, may mga ganun din. Yung dagal nila nakaupo, lahat napansin nila. Uy, ba't ganun yung kumakanta? Parang di bagay yung damit. Ay, parang sintonado. Ay, parang wrong grammar yung preacher. Lahat na napansin, bakit parang ang dilim dito? Ba't parang yung upuan mas hindi malambot ngayon? Kulang na lang, bigyan ka ng pagkain dyan, ano? You know, yes, we appreciate you here, but we don't just want you to be audience. We want you to be part of what God is doing. Our church is growing and we pray that you are also growing in your relationship with God. Hindi po pwede na yung church nag-grow, ikaw iwan. Hindi po pwede na lahat po kami nagmi-minister, nagpupunta sa ibang nations, pagbalik po namin dito 6 months after, ganun pa rin yung buhay mo. We expect everybody to grow. If you're saying that you're a part of this church, if you're saying that your Lord is Jesus Christ, then you ought to grow. Hindi pwede na Lord mo si Jesus pero hindi ka nag-grow. Hindi pwede yun. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. If you're saying that you are part of this church, if your Lord is Jesus Christ, then you should grow. If you're not growing, then there's something wrong. Maybe Jesus is not your Lord. Maybe Jesus, you're not part of the kingdom. You need to repent and surrender your life to Christ. You know, in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, ito po isang prophecy. Hindi pa po nangyayari ito nung time na yon. I don't know if it really happened today. Siguro glimpse po yung World Conference na napanood natin kanina. Sabi po dyan, after this, sa prophecy in the book of Revelation, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. They were shouting, Holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. Siguro nung sinabi, kung sinabi to nung time nila Jesus Christ, parang imposible ata. Every nation, every tribe, every people, talaga? Siguro ngayon, kahit papaano, medyo naniniwala ka na. Kasi nakikita mo na, ay parang medyo nangyayari ito ah. But you know what? It's not yet done. It's not yet finished. There are a lot of nations yet. We are just in 80 nations. But there are about 180 plus nations all over the world. There are people who have never yet heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May mga iba po pong tao na hindi po nila alam na Lord pala si Jesus. Alam niyo po ba sa Kyrgyzstan? Okay, just for your information, nung nandito po ako sa Pilipinas, ang usually schedule ko po is meetings, pupunta sa campus, magdi-disciple ng youth, magpupunta ng youth service. Basically, napaka-natural lang mag-invite sa church. Sa Kyrgyzstan po, hindi po pareho. Okay? Para po makapag-invite po kami ng mga youth, kailangan po namin mag-engage muna. And by engaging, it means you have to be with them, but they don't know that you're a believer, they don't know that you're a missionary, they don't know that you're a pastor. So ang usual po ko pong ginagawa doon, weekly, is nakikipag-meet po ako sa mga estudyante, tinuturo ko po sila mag-English. Kasi medyo gusto nilang matuto mag-English kasi it will help them in their job in the future. So I take that opportunity so that eventually, hindi ko po alam kung mangyayari, by doing that, I will be able to share the gospel to them. They will hear who Jesus Christ is. I will take that chance. Kasi by that, baka sabihin niya, grabe yung bait-bait mo, wala kang bayad, hindi kita binabayaran. Kasi mahal po ang English lessons dun eh. Tapos foreigner ka, tuturuan mo ko mag-English? Anong makukuha mo? Gusto ko nang sabihin. May nagtanong sa akin na ganun eh. Why are you doing this? Ako, medyo na-corner nga ako nung time na yun eh. Sabi ko kasi friend ka nung friend ko. So gusto lang kitang tulungan. Pero sa loob-loob ko gusto kong sabihin, kasi alam ko balang araw makikialam mo si Jesus Christ. Pero hindi ko po pwedeng sabihin muna. Baka hindi makapakita eh. You know, ganun po kahirap, ganun po. Kung ngayon, siguro sa Pilipinas, kala mo, grabe nag-grow. Sa ibang bansa pa pag pumunta ka, it's still taboo to share Jesus. It's still not a norm. Okay? Hindi pa rin po siya normal. That's why we have to go there. For some of you, God will use you to go to the nations. Sino sa inyo rito, alam mo, gagamitin ka ni Lord, hindi lang sa Pilipinas, kasi world class ka. Meron po ba? Ayun, no? God will use you. But He will let you grow first. That's why habang nandito ka, take all opportunities for you to grow. For you to grow in your relationship with Christ. Kasi gagamitin ka ni Lord. Lahat ng sasabihin ng leader mo, pakinggan mo, ilista mo. Kasi sigurado magagamit mo yan. You know, what I love about God is He always look people who are not that special in the eyes of people. Yung tipong sa mata ng tao, normal lang, like David. He was the youngest of 8 boys, a shepherd, a nobody. Eventually, he became king of Israel. Gideon, the least of all the family and the tribe. Siya po yung isa sa mga ginamit ni Lord. Huwag na tayong lumayo, ikaw, yung buhay mo. Sino ba sa inyo rito, masasabi mo na medyo kahit papano hindi ka ganun ka-special dati? May taas mo kayong kamay mo? Yan, yung iba talagang special na. Okay lang po yun. May mga ganun talaga. Ilan lang kaming nagkaka-relate nila, sir, no? Na hindi masyadong special. I mean, we were nobody. We were sinners. We were doomed to hell. But we were chosen by Christ. And since Christ chose us, inevitably, we will grow. We will grow. Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, you will grow. Steve Jobs, you know, bago po siya naging CEO ng Apple, would you believe that he was just an employee of a company Atari? Naabutan niyo po ba yun bago mag-family computer? May Atari? Yung ganun pa yung controller. Meron kaming ganun nun eh. Employee lang po si Steve Jobs noon bago po siya naging head ng Apple company. Henry C. Okay? He owned a very small shoe store in Quiapo, Manila. Ngayon, he owns the biggest mall in the Philippines, maybe in the whole world. Number 2 ata, number 3 ang Mall of Asia eh, sa pinakamalaki. Maybe you're thinking, ito lang ako, ito lang yung buhay ko. You know what? God will use that. God will use you. You will grow in God. So that's the second part. Third part, we will answer the question, how the kingdom blesses. Okay? Yes, you grew. You were planted. You began your relationship with Christ. Now, you're growing. But for what? Okay? Para saan ba? Ba't ka na kailangan mag-grow? For you to be a blessing. Mark 4:32, sabi po dyan, yet when it's sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, puts out large branches so that, hindi po natatapos yung sentence sa branches. Yung kwento po ng buhay mo, hindi natatapos na na-save ka, nakilala mo si Lord, nag-victory weekend ka, na-baptize ka, nag-attend ka ng mga trainings, and then mamamatay ka. Yun na po yung kwento ng buhay mo. Ang corny naman, di ba? May purpose po bakit ka mag-grow. Sabi po dyan, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. God saved you so that eventually your family will also be saved. You were saved so that eventually your office mates, your friends, your enemies, people that you have influence with, masisave po sila through you. Dahil kaya importante na nag-grow ka eh. Isipin mo, hindi ka lang nag-grow para masabi lang na okay kayo ni Lord. Your growth mean or could mean other people knowing Christ. Kaya minsan pag ikaw mismo hindi ka okay kay Lord, pansinin mo, ang hirap din mag-share sa iba. Ang hirap din mag-influence ng ibang tao. Although we can influence, but naturally it's hard. Why? Kasi alam mo sa sarili mo, ikaw nga hindi ka okay kay Lord eh. That's why I hope that you will desire, Lord, grow me. Lord, kung okay ako ngayon, Lord, i-grow mo pa ako. Because there are birds out there. Those birds represent lost people who have no home, who are lost. But through you, through your life, through your relationship with Christ, makikita nila, grabe, may nagbago sa tao na to ah. Dati, kainuman ko lang to ah. Dati, sobrang lakas magbura nito ah. Dati, talagang mandaraya to sa office. Ultimong bala ng stapler, kinukuha. If they see that, eventually, these people can become part of the kingdom of God. So your growth is not just for you. Your growth could eventually be the way for those people to know Jesus Christ. So hindi lang po umiikot sa atin ang mundo. The reason why God saved you is so that one day you can start change in your family. Meron po ba rito may mga miyembro ka ng pamilya nyo na gusto mo ma-save ni Lord? Naniniwala ka na isi-save sila ni Lord? Ay, yung iba ayaw. Ayaw ko i-save yung mga yun. Bubulok sila sa impyerno. Meron po ba? Taas yung kamay nyo. Yan, marami oh. So ibig sabihin, kailangan na natin magdagdag pa ng mas maraming service. I hope that you will not just be content attending every Sunday alone. Siguro ngayon, no, parang mustard seed yung feeling mo. Ako na naman mag-isa. In-invite ko pa sila. Hindi na naman sila umaten. Nireject na naman nila ako. Huwag po kayong mag-give up. Eventually, that will grow. It will grow. Eventually, they will come to Christ. Eventually, those people whom you're believing for to be saved will be part of the kingdom of God. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop praying for them. Don't stop believing for their salvation. Don't stop growing. Don't stop knowing God. Ask God for the grace to know Him more. Kasi kapag nag-grow ka, it would mean more people being influenced by you. You know, as I close, I want to read here, the kingdom of God may have had humble beginnings, but it will expand and grow until it reaches the whole world. We've started with 180 students. Now we're about to in 80 nations. Maybe in your family, ikaw lang mag-isa. Eventually, it will expand and grow and it will reach your whole clan. Next slide. God can take something that seems insignificant and transform it into something real big. Siguro hindi mo pa nakikita ngayon. Parang yung simula nung ministry ni Jesus, walang nakakakita, walang naniniwala. Parang mustard seed, sobrang liit. Talaga ba? Nagamitin ba talaga ako ni Lord? Magbabago ba talaga yung buhay ko? Magiging blessing ba talaga ako? Mag-grow ba ako? Eh, sirang-sira na nga yung buhay ko eh. If you will just allow God to control your life, if you will just allow God to work in your life, if you will let your life be planted in Christ, definitely you will grow. Definitely, not just that you will grow, you will be a blessing to everyone. Let's just close our eyes and bow our heads. Let's pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for coming here on earth, for dying on the cross, for rising up after 3 days, for choosing us, insignificant people, for believing in us, for never giving up on us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for not just growing us, but using us, Lord, to be a blessing. I want to pray for some of us here. Your prayer is, Lord, I want you to grow me more. I want you, God, to mature me more so that you could use me, so that I could advance your kingdom, so I could serve you. If that is you, that's your desire. Lord, gamitin mo ako in all my skills, with all my strength. I want to serve you. If that is you, would you raise your hand so I can pray for you? Lord, you see our hands. You see our hearts. Lord, we are not just living for ourselves. You've given us jobs, you've given us family, you've given us blessings so that we can advance the kingdom of God. You've given us skills and relationships and influences so that we could advance your kingdom. Lord, I pray that you will open our eyes to see every opportunity, Father, to advance your kingdom. Lord, we repent for sometimes not taking and grabbing opportunities that are from you. As sometimes we are so familiar with our lives, with what we're doing every day, with the people around us. Lord, open our eyes. Give us compassion towards other people, those who are lost, Lord, I pray that we will desire to grow more in you so that we could also help other people and bless them. Lord, I pray that you will use us, and through us, we could advance your kingdom. Lord, we also claim our family members. Lord, we claim our parents. We claim our spouses. We claim, God, our kids. We claim for the salvation of our relatives, God, our friends. Use us, Lord. Use us, Father, so that they will also be part of your kingdom.